Coming off a busy, busy end of May and a hello to June,
it's the weekend of day.
Indeed. Unofficially, we have started summer, but officially we have started June. And officially, the storms just won't stop.
Yeah, they're like, very, very, very much still spring. Thank you for asking.
They're at least giving us breathers here in between, because like today's nice, so that's good. But coming off a weekend, we talked about it, and the big coaches show will be tonight. Hoorays of New Orleans and Hudson Oaks, and the baseball team on their way before they go to state this weekend. Aledo Bearcats on their way. And of course, also over the weekend, that little team of destiny out of the tiny Hank hometown of Gordon just keeps doing their thing, and they go down to state and will play at the Dell Diamond as well. What do you have?
Well, I have a moth on my way in.
Okay.
It's like you're busy, and so it's like, let's just attack Heather.
You picked up a box.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Your plans are death for it?
Does it see the box? You know what I mean? It was really moving fast until you pointed it out, and now it went incognito.
I'm sure Kevin Longquist really appreciates this amazing tease for the Aledo Coaches Show podcast.
We'll see you there, Chad Berry.
Also, over the weekend, they took it down the semifinalists to the final six in the Van Cliburn. Not Van Cliburn. That's a completely different piano competition. But this Bass Hall, so the finals will be this weekend. But otherwise, there were some big concerts. Of course, Dierks Bentley rocked the house over there at Dos Equis. Allison Krauss in Union Station. I got this note from Mark Phillips, who did the intro there. And goes backstage at Billy Bob's Texas rather frequently,
well,
ladies and
gentlemen.
He is
Mark Phillips.
Mm-hmm. He knows, and they know him. That's right.
He just runs past security. He's so fast.
Marty Raven saw my shirt, Mark wrote us. Marty Raven, lead singer of Shenandoah, came up to me and told me how much he enjoyed chatting with you two a couple of days ago. We snapped a quick picture and he said to tell you hi.
Hi.
Well, that's awful nice.
He's our best friend.
A return customer.
You hear that, Maddie? Come on. You got competition.
Marty, wherever you are, we love you. Come on the show at any time. And we'll make you work for free for 42 minutes yet again. That's us. By the way, if you missed Marty on the show on Friday, you can hear it on the Everyday Replay, 92.1HankFM.com. But you had yourself a weekend like so many others there, Heather Lee. What up?
Yes, we did. Well, the big thing is we're prepping. We're back in our color guard era. I don't know if you've heard, but we have a teenage daughter. Anything she does quickly takes over the entire house. So we were really like prepping for that. And there's a new coach. The old one is retiring in Mexico, which I think is well deserved after instructing.
Or running from the law.
No, I don't think that's think that's happening.
I think we should look into that.
But yesterday we went to the theater with the children and I out to Weatherford College. It was the summer camp edition of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes!
It was amazing. They did so well.
That's fantastic.
It was fantastic. I don't know how they managed to put that all together with that many children. But, yeah, congratulations. What about you?
I had tried and had reached out and tried to use our very impressive connective skills on who we are.
KB and Heather Lee.
To get free passes for this weekend's fan expo that had John Cena and everything because it's really expensive and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And did not end up getting it.
Oh, shoot.
Any. Yeah, evidently that's mixed in with the Jeff Bezos wedding invitation and the like. So,
sorry.
But I did make some very... I mowed the lawn yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And
by yourself? It didn't require like an entire crew?
Well,
I mean, it is a jungle. That's usually how they take things down, isn't it?
I did find an Aboriginal tribe somewhere next to the bird feeder in the back. It had grown to quite impressive lengths, quite honestly. But yeah, it tackled that. And I turn off the mower and I'm done. I'm about to get the weed whacker out, and all of a sudden, it just. I mean, I'm still holding the weed whacker in my driveway, and it's just like, all right, I'm done. All right, and then the hail just came, and all the rain and tarnation with it.
Were you wearing a shirt?
Maybe.
Were you wearing your jorts?
I was wearing camo cargo pants. And I think they saved me in last night's endeavor. Yeah,
morning
so
radio's
you.
Best.
It could have rained before I started KB mowing. That would have helped.
Hank FM.